Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. In a world so full of chaos and madness, you've got to laugh about it, or you'll go friggin' nuts. It's an immutable truth. Kind of like me, except, you know, I'm sort of like the truth of that you can't put on mute. Which for a lot of people is quite annoying, especially the guest. My very special guest, speaking of what today, is Mark from Blue Shield. Mark, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Vinnie. Great to be here.
It's been a long time.
It's been a while, isn't it?
Yeah. We shouldn't have left you without a dope beat to step two. Step two, you know. that's an Aaliyah reference, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, especially the elder generation out there. You don't even know who Aaliyah is, so I didn't even clear it up for you. Anyway, Mark, speaking of Blue Shield, we've got a whole bunch of new products out. Whole bunch of new banners and artworks and all of this sort of thing, and it's really starting to take off, and this is something I'm actually quite excited about. Not personally per se in terms of monetary gain, but in terms of the fact that it's a New Zealand company now starting to really branch out, go global, and really compete on the world market. I think this is sort of just from a business perspective alone a very cool opportunity.
Yes, well, you know, things have evolved and taken shape, and of course, we listen to the market and what the market wants, and develop the products accordingly. And yeah, things are really going ahead.
Let's get into those details then. Could you perhaps give us a little bit of an idea of how things are going ahead, progressing, etc.? And what Blue Shield does, you know, the whole rundown?
Well, basically, there's three levels of products. We have a sensitive series, which is designed especially for those that are hypersensitive. And when you think of people as hypersensitive, you generally look at these people and say, well, okay, if you're hypersensitive, what makes you hypersensitive? So, you know, a lot of people out there really don't know what makes someone sensitive. Now, people with food allergies, gluten intolerances, you know, this could be hay fever, asthma. Those people that are hypersensitive to those kind of things are generally classed as hypersensitive to electromagnetic fields. So that's from your Wi-Fi, smartphones, all these good gadgets today put out, you know, as we know, radio frequencies. And people with those allergies and what have you tend to be quite sensitive and will feel the effects more so than the average person.
Well, so, I'd like to make a point here is that I've looked at some of the studies, or rather been shown portions of the studies on people, and turns out that whether or not you can feel the effect of EMF, and they've tested that, yes, people do actually in blind tests react to EMFs and generators that are being turned on without their knowledge, so it's not in their head. But also when they monitored the cellular reactions in people's bodies, that the exact same effect for those who are sensitive and can feel it and those who aren't. So regardless of whether or not you perceive radiation and EMF frequencies to be affecting you, they are.
This is right, Vinny. A lot of people out there probably are fairly insensitive, and maybe they may think that, oh, well, it doesn't affect me, you know, I don't feel anything. But yeah, you're totally right. They probably don't feel anything, but they're still being affected at a cell level. And, of course, symptoms turn up. These symptoms vary from person to person and probably vary because of, you know, their sensitivity or lack of sensitivity. But, you know, a lot of people these days, I feel really fatigued and tired at the end of the day. You know, you wonder why you've been on Trade Me for 5 hours. You wonder why you're feeling tired. Well, you know, the computer's putting out a lot of EMF, and we're exposing ourselves every day to more and more EMF. As you know, things gone on. We've got 4G now, which is WiMAX, which is a lot stronger than your 3G. So all these new phones coming out and all these new systems to make mobile phone systems faster and better are also putting out a lot more radiation. You've got GPS in your car. You've got Bluetooth on your phone, possibly a Bluetooth headset. if you think you're trying to escape a little bit of radiation from that, well, you're wrong. Bluetooth is just as bad as Wi-Fi. Of course, there's Wi-Fi in schools, and you've probably heard in America, or even in Europe, I think there's starting to ban Wi-Fi in schools because of its class as a class 2B carcinogen. So that means it's there's a possible cancer risk with Wi-Fi around. Now, a lot of people might have even heard of these smart meters that are coming out in America, and normally they're actually forced upon people. I think in New Zealand we still have a choice whether we want a smart meter.
Not really. I mean, you can go to alternative energy providers who don't use smart meters. I believe there's two. I know that one of them's Trustpower, but I don't know if they do the rest. Trustpower also offers bundles, and they do all your phone, your power, internet, and water, or something like that, all in the same bundle too. So there's one for people if you want to get rid of your smart meters. They believe, I think, that they were, what was the words they used? Not cost effective, or didn't work in reducing your power consumption or charging you more effective bills, because smart meters also measure the what they call waste radiation, dirty electricity, stuff that comes off the wires, all this EMF frequency that Mark's talking about. This is waste electricity that's coming off all of your wires everywhere throughout your frickin' house and your cars and everything. And the smart meters charge you for that. The analog meters don't.
The smart meters are also giving off Wi-Fi too, so they're actually constantly sending back data to the power companies, and you know that's emitting radiation as well.
Well,
and
they hide this. They hide this, Mark, by saying that they only broadcast for 45 seconds out of every day. While true, total 45 seconds, it's every 0.1 of a microsecond every couple of seconds. You know, so it's constantly broadcasting all day with pings up to 32 kilometers in range for a single charge. Boom, zoom. So you have an entire neighborhood, or anywhere within 10, 15 kilometers of you or whatever, you're going to get everybody's smart meters in that whole area at one point once they're all installed.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, your neighbors might have one. How many neighbors do you have, you know? You might be living in the middle of a nest of neighbors, and you might have seven neighbors. There's seven smart meters going, all these seven lots of Wi-Fi, you know. You're surrounded by it.
In some apartment blocks, all the power boxes and everything are all in the same place, and they might be at somebody's bedroom. So we've got reports of elderly women and things like that getting nosebleeds for no freaking reason, and they've got eight smart meters on their bedroom window, and they can't even sleep in their bedrooms anymore. They have to take a mattress onto the floor during their golden years in their living room.
Yes, well, I've had even some reports from Australia that an elderly person in particular was actually exposed to this sort of Wi-Fi for a lot of time, and she was actually having symptoms of vomiting and severe dizziness as soon as she installed the Blue Shield sensitive plug-in into her house. Within 20 minutes, all these symptoms disappeared. So, you know, it's just one example. It's transformed someone's life, you know. Before, I've had people in Canada who live in their cars, and you've probably seen those silver blankets, the survival blankets, you know. They can't get away without having one of those wrapped around them in the house, otherwise it just can't go into the house, you know. So there's extreme sensitivities that some people have, to the point where it's making them extremely sick. And these are generally people, well, the elderly or children or even women that are pregnant, people's who have chronic disease also are very, very sensitive to this sort of thing, because their immune system is already compromised, and they're now being exposed to EMF, which just adds to the burden on the body. So that's the sensitive aspect of it, where we cover with the Blue Shield Sensitive series. There's also the classic, which is your middle of the range. It's about the same strength as the sensitive model, but generally for people that are in a fairly normal, healthy sort of lifestyle, you know, may have Wi-Fi at home, don't tend to use the mobile too much, or the smartphones or what have you, but tend to be in a fairly normal, what I say, normal EMF zone, is that they may not have a lot of EMF around them. So that's when we come to the Elite series, which is for the strong stuff. Okay, people that are on their computer all day, people that are on their smartphone a lot, whether it's making calls or just using the data is actually far higher radiation than making a call. Probably not a lot of people know that, but if I didn't have a blue shield on me and I was using my smartphone, within 20 minutes, I'm wiped out. And I'm not really that sensitive anymore. I used to be. But with the Elite model going, I can be on there for 3, 4, 5 hours and not really feel anything. So,
I have noticed that with cell phones and portable phones. Can't hold them up to my head for too long. I start to get, my ear starts to get really, really hot, and I start to get kind of like a bit of a headache. And it also makes me angry. It's a strange one. Like, I remember one time I almost like was yelling at a woman to just write down my email and email me because I couldn't talk to her on the phone, and she wouldn't.
Stress body.
Yeah, but no, she was also a rambling new agey woman, and it was really effing me off in the conversation anyway. It was just worse than normal, you know.
Right. So, you know, with the onset of all these smart devices, there's of course been an increase in the amount of output of EMF, so therefore we developed the Elite series, which is a lot stronger. Now, just of recent, in fact, the other day, we launched the Tesla series, okay, which is a multi-wave scalar output consisting of a wide spectrum of biocompatible frequencies. So the Tesla version is like probably about 30% stronger than the Elite series. So if one's looking at which one do I get, the Tesla series is offering the best protection from EMF on all levels, including 4G, whereas the Elite would offer quite a bit of protection against 4G, but not as good as the Tesla series. So if you've got a smart meter, if you've got Wi-Fi at home, you use your smartphone, you use your Wi-Fi devices, the Elite's great. If you live within 1 kilometer of a cell phone tower or any 4G output cell phone system.
So that includes everybody in Auckland?
Pretty much. Then the Tesla series would be the better option there, because it uses multiple waveforms to counteract the invasion of EMF on the body. So it's not actually blocking anything, Vinny. You can't.
Well, can I also make a point here? These people from GeoVital in Austria have found out is that when you block signals, like they put up mesh or like paints that block the signals, what they found is they actually ping them. They make sure that they don't come at you, but they get pinged back twice as strong at somebody else. And if you've only got one wall blocked and you've got another signal coming in from behind you, it actually pings back double at you. So getting rid of the signal by blocking and deflecting it doesn't work. What they found is you either need to have it completely encapsulated, like you actually need to be in a full zone that cannot be penetrated, which is exactly expensive to do for your home. And this is in fact the principle that that Blue Shield follows, doesn't it? It's encasing you in a protective layer, sort of thing.
Yeah, well, if you liken it, it's a signal that's given off from the blue shield that hits the body, because the body recognizes it as natural in its emanations. It's not based on any technology that we have, as wireless technology is, because that's way out of the human range. So it's this range of frequencies. And we're talking millions of frequencies here put out in this field. It's like a... Can you imagine a static field going on near you? But it's very natural to the body. The body responds to that instead of responding to any other forms of radiation that may be near you or in your space.
Well, it's the same thing as frequencies with tuning forks. Whoever's got the strongest tuning fork, all the other forks are tuned to it.
That's right. They all start to resonate at that resonance or coherence.
Which
and
is,
that causes a positive response from the body. So we did actually verify these results through an independent lab using blood tests, live blood test, dark field microscopy. And we also saw a reduction in elimination of symptoms related to the EMF exposure. We also saw, people can go on the website and have a look at this, the red blood cells have changed completely. So the membrane, the red blood cell membrane is quite a bit thicker, and the red blood cells are maintaining a more normal shape than previously.
Because normally what happens is they kind of get compressed and distorted under EMF pressure, and in some cases the nucleus ruptures, and that's when you get like blood cancer and whatnot.
Yeah, what we found is that the membranes in the red blood cells became very thin and started ghosting, what they call ghosting. They were just exploding as we watched them under the microscope. After a couple of months, using the blue shield, of course, one would expect a change, but there was a very significant change. One change was that the membranes in the red blood cells had become normal, which were a lot thicker, and they weren't exploding anymore. And also the white blood cell count, the leukocytes in the blood, which are your immune cells. If there's too many, it's like the body's trying to fight something all the time, so it's constantly having to produce these white blood cells, and that takes energy. That's what makes people fatigued. So it sort of came down from 25 right down to 15, in the blood test, which means there's a normalization of the white blood cells as well. So the body's not responding as if there's something invading it. Yeah, so that was interesting. That surprised me, actually. I mean, well, I know we get great results and people really experience good things in the blue shield, but to actually see it scientifically was really something.
But, of course, you can't claim that it's a cure or it works or anything, because what happens to everybody who claims that they've got a cure for something? Oh, yeah, that's right. They get shut down by a federal government of some description, right?
Well, nothing's ever 100%, Vinny. You know, let's face it, it comes down to a lifestyle, what diet you're having, if you smoke or drink, you know, how much sleep you get. You know, there's a whole lot of factors, and we just can't pinpoint that for every single person. I mean, you know, if they're looking after themselves and they're doing all the right things, and you use a blue shield, you've got to expect you're going to get good results. You know, we've
can
done
make
tests
a point. I'm sorry, you're talking about testing. Sorry, continue. I'm going to stop interrupting.
We previously did some urine tests, and that's up at the website too. And you can see by that we actually measured the organ function within the body. So when someone's under stress, their organs are under stress too, and they're not functioning as well. So when you relieve the environmental stress, which is from EMF, by introducing a blue shield, you actually cause the body to want to normalize. So the body has its own mechanism of maintaining an equilibrium or maintaining that level of health. Now, that level of health varies with every individual, but by the same token, the body has a natural ability to maintain that level of health. And this is what the blue shield helps to do. The body does the healing or the restoration of normal health, but the blue shield is kind of like the catalyst. It's involved, but it's not used up.
I filmed a number of presentations last weekend for the New Zealand Journal of Natural Medicine, and I think two of those presentations were quite relevant to this conversation, because first was Patrick from GeoVital talking about EMF, EMR, and geopathic stress. They're the people who can, you know, if you're building your home, they measure your home beforehand. They've got all these devices and everything to work out what you're dealing with. And right. What he said, and I think this is actually quite important, because it goes back to what you were talking about just before, is that this is only one tool, only one thing you can do to protect yourself from it. And in some cases, sometimes you actually just have to move house because there's no way of protecting yourself because you might be on a fault line or on a water vein or something like that with all these different metals underneath the ground with fast moving pressure and water and everything going through them. Ancient peoples never lived on water veins or fault lines or anything for that very reason, but they forgot. They completely forgot about it for some reason and now built Los Angeles. So the other one I wanted to talk about, speaking of sociopathic stress. Oh wait, are we doing geopathic stress? Sorry, my problem. Speaking of, it's only one part of protecting your health, considering the vast array of health hazards we're doing, whether that be smoking or drinking, etc. Great, great guy in the Waikato, Dr. Sam Shea. He's the grandchild of the basically leading heart surgeon in Philadelphia from the 20s and 30s and whatnot. You know, real smart guy. And he's written a book, something along the lines of 10 Tips to Be Healthy and Not Look Like a Health Weirdo. And he's got this this system whereby there's all these elements that, to your life, all these inputs and outputs and things of that nature that affect your health. And he notices that when people are unhealthy, they're either ignoring most of the health areas or only ignoring at least one or two of them and have been healthy for quite a while and then suddenly start going downhill. And he's cornerstoned the balance elements, right? Everything that you actually really do need to look out for in quite a simplistic format, really quite, in my opinion, probably the most interesting lecture I've seen in 2 years easily. You know, really, really stellar stuff in there. And that's what I think really ties in here, is that there's so many elements to your health. It's good to just be able to have at least one thing that takes care of one of those elements, and then you don't have to worry about it anymore.
Right. Well, it's environmental with EMF, and with Blue Shield, I guess that's environmental. In the aspect of, I mean, environmental, you could argue the air quality, probably water quality, but to get your environment where you're living to be fairly stress-free and normal, I think, yeah, that's really important. Because, I mean, you know, you spend a lot of your time in bed, about a third of your life sleeping. Where you're sleeping, you want to make it as comfortable as possible and as conducive to your health as possible. I mean, you don't want to be sleeping, you know, right next to the TV or next to that digital clock radio near your head. Minimizing your radiation exposure is a good thing, and we do recommend to do that. There's certain beds out there with springs in them that tend to induce currents through them and cause problems. Electric blankets are a classic one. You can turn your electric blanket off, but it's still plugged into the wall. It's still going to have a voltage on that bed. So you've got 240 volts underneath your body all night. You know, that's not exactly going to be good for your body or for your immune system because it's another stress on your body. So minimizing, I think, Vinny, is part of the process in looking at your environment and getting that one thing, like you said, at a good space.
Yeah, well, I suppose that's all you can do, really, is kind of nail down these little health problems one at a time. It's like all the problems in your life. Sometimes you feel like you're playing whack-a-mole, but every now and again, you know, you knock one of those moles down for good. And I think Blue Shield's really been really good for that. I've noticed with my aggro kind of thing, Mark, my mate told me to unplug my Blue Shield for a week and see what it did. That's what happened. I got,
I can see the horns growing then, Vinny.
Yeah. That's nasty, bro.
I mean, even myself, I mean, you know, a friend of mine's involved with this and looking into this technology, and it's been looking into it for about 26 years. You know, some people say, well, doesn't your body get so strong in that you can sort of fight it off yourself? Well, not really. You know, we need assistance from the Blue Shield. I mean, I used to be extremely electrosensitive, and I, I guess over the years from using Blue Shield, my immune system is a lot better and I'm a lot more resilient to EMF, but I still need it when it's there. And if I don't have it, boy, do I notice it, you know? And as you said, it just could be a few days without your Blue Shield. I mean, I have a portable one on me when I go driving or go out from the house, so I'm always covered. If you don't have a plug-in in the home and a portable when you go out, what's happening is that your home's protected, right? So it's like a warm shower. You're in that warm shower. It's great. You feel good. As soon as you step outside that area and you don't have a protection or you don't have a portable, you're stepping out into a cold shower. It's like all these stresses that are out there, you know, are going to affect you. So the idea is to have a plug-in in the home, your office, wherever you spend time. Home is number one, important. Number two, your workplace. Number three is your going out in the car. These electric cars are notorious for putting out huge fumes. Any car is going to put out massive amounts of EMF from the ignition system.
Well, and also a lot of the new cars. And a lot of the new cars have plenty of gadgets and like volume dials on the steering wheel and all of this jazz. However, they do often now, especially the new cars, have USB sticks in them. And I gave my you sent me a USB Blue Shield like years ago, and I gave that to my mate Jono because he's got a little USB stick in his car while he's driving around.
Right. Well, we are developing another one for cars, and we do notice we're going to be doing some tests in the States.
Well, I put it in a cigarette lighter
before. Yeah, cigarette lighter one, before and after oil quality. We also notice that there's an increase in power and fuel consumption. Fuel consumption has decreased, sorry. So you get better power, but you get less fuel consumption. So we're going to be doing some tests over the next 6 months to determine what's actually happening. Yeah. So we're not sort of bringing it out yet, but once we've tested it, we'll be releasing a new one for the car, which will protect the people in it, but also enhance the performance of the car. So what this is doing at a molecular level, it's kind of reducing the friction in the engine with the oil. So the oil becomes more fluid, and also the fuel must be broken down at a molecular level to burn more efficiently. So you get more power, you get better efficiency, less friction, so therefore less wear and tear in the engine.
Well, I think there might be a similar effect that happens because they have neodymium magnets. A couple of guys have realized that if you put them on the fuel intake before it squirts into the carburetor, it magnetically charges the particles and it gives them more power and more efficiency. So I'd imagine altering the frequency around which these things enter in a passive way might make differences like that as well. Unfortunately, Mark, we've run out of time. Just now. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to get yourself a Blue Shield, go to thevinnyeastwoodshow.com and click on the Blue Shield banner there today. Thank you very much, Mark, for your time, and we'll see you after the break, ladies and gentlemen.
Thanks, Vinny. It's been a pleasure.